Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. In my last podcast, we discussed some of the benefits of superannuation. However, this week I want to go into a little bit more detail as to how you can really get your super into tip-top shape and get your super money working for you. One of the mantras we reiterate here at Wealth Within is to keep things simple. And as this can work well for your trading results, so too does the mantra come into light with regard to super funds. A lot of people have multiple super accounts, and these are generally accumulated through numerous changes of employment. As it stands, there are about 6.4 million lost super accounts in the country. That's an average of one lost super account for every two working Australians, with the average lost balance being just over $2,000. And I'm sure we can all agree that an extra $2,000 in the account is something we wouldn't turn our nose up at. Add all that up, and you're looking at somewhere around a total of $13 billion in lost super. Additionally, any fund considered lost is charged about double the normal average fees, meaning across a single financial year, about $140 million is being paid on these lost accounts. Now, I'm sure with this information in mind, you would agree that it pays to look after your super and consolidate your funds into one super account. Not only will you save on fees, but it will be much easier to keep track of the performance of your hard-earned. The ATO website has a search function to look for lost super, and if you think you may have a couple of lost accounts out there, just go to ato.gov.au for more info. You never know, you might have some extra cash you didn't even know about. Insurance is important for everyone. Life and income protection in particular can make a hefty dent in an after-tax salary. Yet you can take advantage of this kind of insurance through your super fund. Most funds will provide a few units, or in other words, a basic level, of total and permanent disability insurance. Yet if you have a family and you're also paying off a mortgage, you might want to look into upgrading your cover through your super. This is a great cost-effective strategy, as instead of paying for your insurance from your own after-tax wages, you can have the premium deducted from your super fund, which is only taxed at 15%. In my last podcast, we also touched on aspects of making contributions into your super so as to increase the level of lifestyle in retirement. There are a number of contribution strategies that can be implemented depending on your current lifestyle, income, and time to retirement. For example, couples can put in place spouse splitting or spouse contributions to maximise tax benefits and prepare themselves for a comfy retirement. For those nearing retirement, a transition to retirement pension can really boost your super balance ahead of retirement. Basically, this involves salary sacrificing into your fund and then withdrawing a pension somewhere around 10% of the fund's balance to replace the sacrificed income without reducing your work hours. This can again reduce your taxable income. For more information on such strategies, I recommend you talk to a professional financial advisor and/or accountant. Additionally, the ATO website has heaps of information on superannuation funds. Thanks for listening to my podcast. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.